Last Saturday, regional agriculture organizations called for a harmonized seed law to boost the agriculture production that has largely been affected by climate change. The East African Legislative Assembly in 2018 passed a bill to harmonize the seed laws in member states, which up till now has not been implemented. Chris Okafor is the managing director of the African Agricultural Leadership Institute.
The farmers, they are using inefficient technologies to produce food. So we are looking into how can we modernize the way the, you know, farmers are producing food. There are modern machines, mechanization techniques they can use. And this is what will attract youth to go into agriculture.
In Eastern and Central Africa, the seed industry faces different laws, standards and regulations, which are said to be costly to meet. Still, many African countries prefer local seeds rather than imported ones. The ESC research indicates that 90% of farmers in Africa rely on seeds from an informal farmer-managed seed system. Abbas Mutumba, a farmer from Uganda, said that he is worried about the sustainability of the imported seeds.
When you plant these seeds and when you plant some of their seeds, they actually have big yields, but they cannot regerminate for another season or for follow-up seasons like we used to keep our own seed. So our own food security now will be taken in those multinationals' hands.
Fred Maina is the assistant director of the Kenya Agriculture and Livestock Research Organization. She says that a lot still needs to be done to regulate agricultural seeds.
If the country systems are not yet working, then it means even getting the regional law becomes a challenge. We don't have to all be equal, but I think with the huge differences in the different country laws, that makes it difficult.
The regional bill that was adopted in 2018 by the East African Legislative Assembly seeks to promote production and trade certified seeds within the community and with other trading partners. In East Africa, agriculture employs over 80% of the population, while more than 70% of the industries are agro-based and depend on agriculture as the main source of raw materials. Farmers like Abbas Mutumba are pessimistic about the sustainability of seed production in the long run, but harmonized seed regulations in the region could boost production and help farmers maintain access to quality crops. For VOA Africa, I'm Moses Javier Imana.